Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome. Today on the podcast, I am going to tackle a big subject, and that is fear. But first, I just want to say thank you as always. I've had a number of beautiful messages, people booking in one-on-one coaching and human design unpacks, and I really feel like the numbers are growing with a podcast and the feedback's increasing, and it's just all because of you guys. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now today, kind of on the same subject, I'm going to talk about fear. And that's because I myself am going through a stage that fear is showing up more than it regularly does. And the reason for that is because of the business growth. Now, I have a belief system. I have confidence around my coaching ability. I know I'm a great coach. However, as my business grows this fast, it's getting my brain outside of its comfort zone. And the minute it gets outside of its comfort zone, well, it triggers unresourceful and fear-motivated behavior. So I thought I would share a little bit about fear today and how I'm using my human design to move through the fear. Okay, so to begin, first and foremost, let's talk about why fear shows up. As I touched on, it's because you're getting outside of your comfort zone. And your comfort zone is a set of neural pathways that is just sending messages around your body from your filters in your brain, so your attitudes, your values, your beliefs, the stories you tell yourselves, all sorts of goings on that's happening in that unconscious mind of yours. Now, when you get, when you trigger the fight, flight, freeze in the brain, this happens when we're outside of our comfort zone because there's a threat of some kind. Now, as I've said in the past, that threat used to be when we were cavemen, it used to be saber-toothed tigers, but now the brain just treats it the same as any other threat. So one of these really weird things that is going on at the moment within the coaching environment I was talking to my mentor about this just last week, and I was saying there's this really weird energy in me, and I'm feeling this sort of competitive nature, and I've never been competitive. Even when I did competitive sport, I've never been a competitive person. It's always been very much focused on my potential and what I can do. I've always been able to run my own race. And this is where the fear piece comes in. Now, when I was talking to my mentor, Kim, about this, she was telling me, look, there is something really crazy going on energetically in the world right now. And because there are so many people in the coaching world striving and struggling to carve out their own little piece of it, and especially in human design, because this is growing so much at the moment, which is great. It's wonderful, you know. Like, I want our grandchildren to go to school with their human design, and this is the way we're going to do it with this massive growth. But what is going on is that there's this real energy of competition around coaching and human design right now. And this has never, as I say, it hasn't really ever been triggered in me before, but until now. And why is that? Well, I've put it down to the fact that in the past, with my coaching, with my business, it's always been about learning and serving, learning and serving, learning and serving. My business grew really organically. And it's only been in the last 12 months that we've gone, right, we need to create our own marketing. We need to automate. We need to do all of these things. And being the high achiever that I am, of course, I jumped in boots and all. Now, we find ourselves at a place where, yes, we're growing. Yes, we're structuring. Yes, we're automating. However, of course, we haven't got it all right yet. And that is really triggering this competitiveness in me. Like, oh my God, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Oh, look how well they're doing. I'm not there yet. And noticing this in me is really, really powerful for me because, A, number one, it's becoming conscious. So guys, if you feel any unresourceful energies or behaviors like this, number one, you want to become aware. You want to become conscious. How do you do it? Go to your journal. Notice your behavior. Notice those behaviors you aren't loving or enjoying. Notice those behaviors that are triggering things in you that make you go, hang on a second, that's not me, just like I have. Get that stuff out on your journal, out in your journal. This is a really great start because remember, everybody's behavior towards you is about them, not about you. And everybody else at some point is going to feel like an imposter, just as, you know, sometimes I feel like, yeah, I've totally got this. And then sometimes I feel like an imposter. And for me right now, I'm feeling it around the marketing and the automation side of our business, because again, we haven't built that muscle yet. And we're in the process of doing that. So what am I going to do about it is the big question, because fear is always going to be turning up. And as I've told you in past podcasts, fear is something for me that I've had to build a muscle around, because as a kid, it really stopped me. I'm naturally introverted, although I'm extroverted within human behavior, within my career, if you like. Whereas in social occasions, I'm very introverted. So as a kid, I had to, unconsciously, I had a choice that I didn't realize I had at the time. And that was to choose to move through my fear and my introversion and my shyness, or just stay in my comfort zone, which I did for many, many years. Now, because of that, as an adult, and the more I learned about human behavior and fear, the more I've been building the muscle. And of course, I've talked a lot, and especially in the Map at 40 world, a lot about, at the age of 42, I took up surfing. I started skateboarding not much before that. I will quite happily jump off bridges into the water. I will jump off things. I will do all sorts of things that pushes me outside of my comfort zone and things that I'm afraid of. And it's because I became aware that I had to build my muscle to move through fear. And doing them in the more adrenaline-oriented spaces is actually easier for me. So doing it there has helped me do it in business. And this is what I want to come to. Because instead of finding myself trapped in the fear stories, I choose to build the muscle of moving through my fear. So every time something doesn't work out the way I thought it was going to work out, or we miss something that we hadn't thought of, instead of beating myself up, I want to use my human design to move through the fear and get back into alignment. So I want to talk to you a little bit about how I do that. So guys, if you know your chart, great. If you have your chart, get it out so we can have a quick chat about how you can use this to move through your fear. So whenever we're looking at our chart, and whenever I'm working with a client, we want to start with letting go of what we can't control. And this can be really challenging. You know, take it from me. One of the things, the areas for me, and when we say what we can't control, this is where we have the open spaces in our chart, which means we have inconsistent energy, inconsistent results, inconsistent experience of that center. For example, I am open in the Ajna, which means that when I try and order or structure my thinking, or make sense of things or find answers to things, I can't access that. It's not like I can sit down and think it through and get a clear answer. It doesn't work like that for me. However, because of my conditioning, I do way too much thinking. And I know I've worked with so many people over the years that think too much, that overthink. And the journey is to get you back into your body. And even in human design, we're not meant to use our head and our Ajna for making decisions for ourself anyway, as in a thinking process. We're meant to use our physical body or our environment or whatever it is, depending on your type and your authority. So first things first, when we find ourselves in fear, let's have a look at what you're trying to control. So for me personally, in this situation, I'm trying to control the answers. I need all the answers. I want to know what I have to do because I'm very action orientated. I have to know what I need to do now. Now, I also feel a lot of pressure to get stuff done yesterday. Again, I'm playing in an open center. I'm open in the root center, and I cannot, I don't have that the right timing from that center. So what tends to happen is when I flip into fear, I can feel like I just have to get everything done now. And that's because I'm playing in my open centers. I'm playing in the energy and the function that I have no control over. The centers that I have no control over. Because when I'm with Justin, he's got definition in the root center. So I can inconsistently get that support, but it's not with me there all the time. So I want to be conscious of the things that I'm trying to control. Can I actually, inverted commas here, guys, control those areas? And of course we can't control anything external of us. However, there are things we can access consistently and reliably. So begin with, what are you trying to control? And is it one of your open centers? Which means there is nothing you can do to consistently and reliably access that. So for me, there's nothing I can consistently and reliably access in my thinking to get the answers I need right now. I need to be guided by something else. Okay, so step number two is focusing my energy where I do have, for the want of a better word, control. Where I do have consistent and reliable access to guidance and to energy and to progress, if you like, because I love the word progress and results. So this means, okay, right, so I'm in this place where I'm feeling not enoughness. And I'm feeling not enoughness from this place of, well, I'm trying to think my way to a result. I'm trying to you know, get everything done yesterday, and I'm playing in these places that aren't serving me. So what is serving me? What does support me? Now, one of the big things for me is being a manifesting generator. I have the 3420. So probably a good deal of mangens out there have the 3420. And the 3420 is the big channel, and it's the only true manifesting generator channel, by the way, that is the channel of charisma. And it's this channel that comes from the sacral to the throat, and it says, I desire, or I want, or I'm, you know, triggered to move forward. It's a yes. Therefore, I must act. And what can happen with this channel is that it's really busy. The gate 34 is super, super busy. And if we're just busy being busy, or busy trying to get answers, in my case, that I'm not going to necessarily be able to get answers for, then I've lost my focus, and therefore I've lost my power. I'm not playing in my strength. So one of my other strengths is that I have gate 9 and gate 16. It's all about, gate 16 is skills, gate 9 is focus. And when I practice and lean into those areas of my design, then of course I'm going to find my answers through doing my mastery of skills, which is proven in my coaching. So of course, if I can do it in one area, as in my coaching, I can do it in my business, I can do it in my marketing. I just have to put the same strategy in place, and that is consistently turning up and mastering my skills. So repetition, improvement, repetition, rinse and repeat. So knowing my human design and where to lean into gives me back this sense of calm. In fact, I can feel this calm wash over me, knowing that I just need to get this big energy of mine back into my gate 9, my focus, and I can lock on. With that gate, I can lock on to something and just get so much done in a short period of time. So you see how what I've done, and God, I'm good. Like, I can feel my massive energy shift. What was going on is that I was in my head. I was in my root center. I was trying to control these parts of my energy that are inconsistent and unreliable. Now, the moment I go, okay, so what is consistent? What is reliable? Where do I lean into that? My energy completely shifts. And I don't know if you can hear it, but it's huge just for me, and instantly makes me go, great. I feel zen now, and I know where I need to go next. Freaking boom. So guys, you can do this too. Find the areas in your chart. What are the centers where you have definition? You have consistent and reliable definition. The other thing was really interesting just before, and you know, with true transparency, I literally started, usually I'm a one hit wonder when it comes to the podcast, and today I'm like, no, that's crap, I've got to start again. And bless Justin, he's gone, nope, we've got to change your state. Good old psychology, yeah? So if you want to change your mood and your emotions, change your physiology. So often, Justin will be like, right, we need to change your state. Let's get you out of here. Let's do something. And today, consciously, now or at the time? No, at the time I was like, no, I'm doing this now. And why I'm sharing this with you is because I also have definition in the will center. So again, when I lent into my design, all of a sudden my energy is consistent and reliable. I can get out of the stuckness, the overwhelm, the fear that I was in, and I can shift back into my alignment and back on track, because I'm playing in my will center. And when I engage my will be done. So guys, you can do this too. Get your design, find your definition, understand your centers a little bit better. And you know what? I think that's another podcast we can do really soon. I'm going to do the human design centers, so that you can keep it as a resource, and then do this work to get you to move out of fear and back into alignment. Now, after this, after the A, we want to know what we're trying to control that we can't control. i.e. our open centres. B, we're moving to what we can consistently and reliably rely on. And that's our definition, and I've given you some great examples there. So do the same for your definition. Number three is this is where the conditioning and the fear drops away. So number three, what I mean by this is I have been conditioned. So one of the old patterns that I used to run a lot is that I had to know all the answers. Now I know I don't have to know all the answers. That belief system, it drops away. And of course, I've done more than just lean into my design because I didn't come to human design until 3 years ago. But the ability to lean into our design, like I've just shared with you, helps those old belief systems A, become conscious, and B, begin to fall away. Because once they fall away from our open centers and we no longer try to control the things we can't control or access consistency where there is none, then we start to build up step four or part four of this process, and that is to build wisdom. Because the beauty of my staying with the Ajna metaphor is that it's also a part of me that's my superpower, because I can see, I can think, I can make sense from all directions. I can see a lot of different points of view. I can see how things fit together. I can think outside the box. So this becomes wisdom when I allow it to flow through me and experience it and experience all the different versions of it, instead of trying to control it, instead of trying to think the way I think I should think. That's way too many things in one sentence, right? So this is what I want for you out there listening. Get your human design done. Go to mybodygraph.com. It's free. Put your details in there. Check out your definition. Then go back to the podcasts where you can tap into type. There's two of them there. One of them has manifestor and generators, and then another podcast has mangens, projectors and reflectors, and get a handle on your type. Then we're going to start talking about some definition and what's the difference between your centers. So I'm going to do that. In fact, I might even do that for the next podcast because it's perfect to run off the back of this one. All right, everybody, that's it for me today. And remember, if you're experiencing fear in your life, it's part of your conditioning. It's only your it's your unconscious construct of the world. You've moved outside your comfort zone and your caveman brain is trying to get you back into it. But now you've got a tool to use, your human design, to keep you moving forward and to the other side for a much more resourceful outcome, and of course that growth and alignment that we're all looking for. Okay, that's it for today. And remember, you can be you, back you, and love you. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.